Tuesday, 5th of March, 2024. Maybe today. To them I answered, it is not the custom of the Romans to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accusers face to face and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him. Acts 25:16. Although a tad clunky, a more literal rendering is, to whom I answered, that it is not Romans' custom to grant any man to destruction before that the accused may have the accusers to face, and he may receive place of defence concerning the accusation. CG. In the previous verses, Festus explained Paul's position to King Agrippa and noted that the Jews were asking for a judgment against him. With that, it next says, to whom I answered. It is Festus's answer to the Jews that he is now explaining to Agrippa. His words to them were that it is not Romans' custom to grant any man to destruction. The words to destruction are not found in some manuscripts. Despite this, the Jews had asked for a trial and a sentence based on their charges. If granted, it would have led to that being the sentence. However, Roman custom did not simply allow its citizens to be handed over willy-nilly, especially before that the accused may have the accusers to face. Paul had already been tried before Felix, but no sentence was given. Instead, he punted and had Paul remained incarcerated under his authority until his departure. The Jews now wanted Paul charged based on their same accusations as if the charges were valid against him. Instead, Festus noted to them that there would need to be a trial where his accusers came and presented to his face what their claim against Paul was, and he may receive place of defence concerning the accusation. Once their charges had been presented to his face, Paul could then respond to each charge individually or collectively. Either way, he was allowed under Roman law to have a trial that any citizen of Rome was allowed to have. In his words, Festus clearly noted the obligation of his office to the king, demonstrating that he was bound to Roman law and that his judgment was not because of any bias against the Jews. If Agrippa were inclined to the ruling decision of the leaders of Israel, it could cause tension between the two unless he understood that Festus's hands were bound under the fair principles of Roman justice. It seems that his comment is less one of arrogance or Roman superiority than one of attempting to show harmony between his office and his rulings over the Jewish people under his jurisdiction. It is of note that the same verb translated as to grant was used by Paul in verse 25:11, which was after the meeting with the leaders of Israel and Paul in Caesarea. Festus uses the same term now as if it were his idea all along to be Paul's defender as a citizen of Rome. He uses the word as if it were spoken to the Jews before the meeting. Paul's words were convincing enough, and his appeal to Caesar was valid enough to justify where he was. The advice of Festus's council supported Paul's words, and so he, in turn, now uses them before Agrippa. Paul had proven his verbal and analytical prowess concerning the matter. Life application. The Greek word noted above as to grant means to show favour. In other words, it is more than simply delivering Paul to the Jews. Rather, it is doing so as a grant. In the case of the law, Festus couldn't just grant a favour without a legal reason behind his actions. This is how it should be anyway. Laws are put in place to keep the playing field level. Each person who is authorised to have those laws applied to him has a right to appeal to that law. Unfortunately, many people don't know what the law states in a particular matter, and their rights are trampled. This happens with unjust prosecutors and judges all the time. They grant things that they should not grant. They also withhold charges against people they are aligned with. This is the fallen world in which we live. The safest course of action against this is to have proper legal representation, but that is not always a guarantee. Having said that, when we stand before Jesus, our judgment will be absolutely fair in all ways. There will be no underhanded dealings, and there will be no favoritism. everything will be perfectly just. Knowing this, let us live for the Lord in a manner that will always be honoring Him and demonstrating faith through the things we do. In this, our judgment will be a positive one. Lord God, we know that when we stand before You for judgment, things will be handled fairly and in a just manner. Thank You that we will be treated with the favour of Jesus because we are now in Christ. The punishment for our failures came at the cross. Thank You, O God, for Jesus Christ our Lord and for what He has done for us. Amen.
But I acted.
When a man is accused of a crime, Romans do not hand him over just to please someone.
The man must be allowed to face his accusers and defend himself against their charges.
Act 35, verse 15.